Sportsnet 650.
We are the starting lineup here on your home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650. As you heard just a few minutes ago, Myra Lawrence alluding to the fact that Rick Pitino could be out of a job. One of the biggest names in NCAA basketball history, a guy who's been a fixture with March Madness for north of 30 years here, Steve, but he could be out of a gig, and with based on the charges of corruption and bribery that has been going on, the charges laid against 10 individuals yesterday south of the border with NCAA schools, agents, the global marketing director of Adidas. And for much more on this, we are joined on the line by Michael Grange from Sportsnet.ca. Good morning, Michael.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Very good. I guess for people listening right now, in one breath, I look at all this and I'm like, well, I'm not that surprised that this was going on, but I'm a little stunned to the degree this sort of Godfather-esque breakdown from everybody getting paid, from the player to the family to the coaches to the shoe people. What does this all mean?
It just means the lid's been taken off. And, you know, it's not like I cover NCAA basketball deeply, but, you know, you're just around it and you're around agents. And, you know, you talk to any NBA player kind of off the record and, you know, their eyes start rolling because these are stories that have been going on for years and years and years. And basically there's, if you think about it, you know, the NBA is a multi-billion dollar industry. The shoe industry, specifically the basketball shoe industry, is a multi-billion dollar industry. March Madness alone is in the middle, you know, the NCAA is in the middle of like a $20 billion television deal. Mm-hmm. There's so much money floating around this sport, and it all depends on winning. And of course, to win, you need a certain type of player, and the players are the only ones who officially aren't getting paid. And when you have a situation like that where there's so much motivation to win and to get paid to win, from the coaches, from the schools, from everyone on down, and then you have a situation where the people who help you win can't get paid, it's a perfect recipe for a black market economy, and that's exactly what we have here.
And we're talking about a pretty major agency that was raided as well, ASM Sports, and their president, Andy Miller, had his computer seized by the FBI, and that leads right into where you are at training camp with the Raptors, and there's a number of Raptors that use this agency.
Right, and I think the connection there is one of the principals named in this FBI investigation was a former agent working with the Andy Miller Sports Group. Christian Dawkins, I think his name is. Yeah. And so he was terminated by Andy Miller in May. You know, why, we don't know. What are the specific connections between, say, Kyle Lowry or Serge Ibaka, who are longstanding Andy Miller clients, and this scandal? I say there's probably none, other than you know, these guys, well, I'm not going to cast aspersions, but, you know, they came up through this same system that's always been pretty shady, and who knows? But I don't think there's any kind of repercussions or reverberations that's likely going to affect them in the short term. But, you know, I think the overall message here is it'd be naive of anyone involved to think that, you know, this is the work of two or three or four schools which are named and a few rogue assistant coaches who have been arrested and, you know, one shoe company, not the other, not Under Armour, not Nike, only Adidas does this. I mean, it's, you know, anyone with half a brain understands that this is the standard. This is how it works. And
they're just the ones that got caught, right, Michael? They're just
the ones
that got caught.
They're the ones. Now, why the FBI decided to pursue the investigation, that's a completely different question. But, you know, this stuff has been going on forever. And, you know, but this is what it takes to actually bring it down, right? Like wiretaps and, you know, undercover agents. And, I mean, it's the real deal. I mean, it's a real investigation. But you know, luckily, I think there's probably a lot of people in the basketball industry on the agency side, on the shoe company side, certainly all across the major universities, that are just praying this morning that the investigation stops and is contained to what's been reported so far.
We're talking to Michael Grange about the scandal involving the NCAA and also with Adidas, the massive shoe giant, the global marketing director was involved in those facing charges. Some of these individuals could be facing up to 80 years in jail. I think you raise an interesting point with the appetite for the FBI to want to go chase. Look, these are serious charges, corruption, bribery, but you know, why go after college basketball? You know, why go after college basketball in this degree where there's, I guess, so many other issues that maybe the FBI could be focusing on as opposed to, you know, shoes and shoe people and coaches and players and families all getting paid here. I guess there's that argument where you could suggest, but nevertheless, like, the charges are quite the indictment. But what happens here? I mean, Rick Pitino, I mean, how do we now look at Rick Pitino going forward? I mean, obviously, it's a completely different set of circumstances with the scandal surrounding Rick Pitino at the moment and what Joe Paterno endured. But, you know, Joe Paterno was this beloved coach. Obviously, it was a sex abuse scandal that was involving his longtime defensive assistant, Jerry Sandusky, with Penn State. But here's Rick Pitino, a guy who's been no stranger to controversy, but a guy that I'd say next to Coach K, Bobby Knight, Rick Pitino is probably number three in terms of the most profile in the history of college basketball here, Michael.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, he is a huge figure in the game. But, you know, the real trick for a guy Pitino's stature and other, you know, others of the at the very, very top of college basketball is, you know, they want, you know, there's going to be that pretend, you know, hear no evil, see no evil, do no evil. In other words, you know, they get to be a couple of steps removed from the nitty gritty. And, you know, I would be very surprised if there is going to be evidence that connects any of this directly to Rick Pitino.
Right.
But keep in mind, you know, the way to get a job in at a big time NCAA school is to be a great recruiter. The way to be a great recruiter is to have fantastic connections into the summer basketball scene. And the way to have those connections is to get close to the key kids, get close to the key sneaker companies, and to be able to influence kids coming to your, you know, to a Louisville. And that's where you get that job. That's how you get promoted. And if you get, and if Louisville wins, that's how you go and get your head coach job. And then you got to hire someone else to do your dirty work. I mean, that's just the way the business goes.
Can the NCAA stop it? Can the NCAA, and do they want to stop it? I mean, there's, as
well,
you mentioned,
the NCAA can't stop it because they don't have the same powers of investigation that the FBI does have. Would they want to stop it? Sure, they do, because they still kind of have the charade of amateurism that they uphold as being important. And keep in mind, this does not affect in a major way, you know, Eastern Washington University, right? Like, this is not like your mid-majors, low majors, Division II.
Right.
You know, you might have some grade scandals and some academic and eligibility issues down at that level.
This is the big schools.
This is at the peak of the game. This is the big, big schools, or schools that are really on the come up, that are being very, very aggressive, trying to crack through the that top layer where the money is. So, you know, what's interesting to me is, you know, like you point out, these are serious charges that could and probably may carry jail terms for some of these guys. I am not, I don't really see who the victim is here. That's what's interesting to me.
That's exactly it.
You know, you've got these families that are allegedly accepting $100,000 so their kid can go to Louisville for 1 year and then sign with a particular agent subsequent to that, who they can fire at any time. So, I mean, you know, would I want to be so-called selling my kid? No, I wouldn't, but I probably don't need to, right? So if my kid was a super elite talent and there was the potential that someone wanted to lure him to a particular school, you know, my situation is such that, it's not like I'm a rich guy, but my situation is such that I would be able to, you know, actually choose the situation that's best for him.
Right.
But like I say, I mean, I just don't know exactly who the victims are here. It's kind of curious to me that the FBI is putting this much energy into this. But, you know, the only way this solution, there's no solution to this, because, you know, people talk, well, pay the athletes. Well, what are you going to pay them? At some point, the best athletes are still going to get paid more than the next guy. And so there's always going to be this unless the system is completely wide open and NCAA basketball essentially becomes professional basketball and everything's on the table, this is always going to happen.
Michael, great stuff as always. Really appreciate the perspective and have fun in Victoria.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. That is Michael Grange from Sportsnet.ca weighing in on the scandal and the charges laid against four NCAA coaches and the global marketing director at Adidas based on bribery and corruption charges.
Sportsnet 650.